Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Boy, our next guest focuses practice primarily on intellectual property, sports, entertainment, law, emerging companies. Partner at Stone, Pigman, Walther, Whitman in New Orleans received her LLM in trade regulation, concentration in intellectual property from NYU School of Law, JD cum laude from Tulane University School of Law, BA University of Virginia, licensed to practice law in Louisiana and New York, and yet she can't keep her dogs from eating the sofa cushions. Good morning.
That's very true.
Good morning, Councilmember Leslie Harris. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
How are those puppies?
We're waiting to see how they react to the snow, so we're going to let them out again once it accumulates a little more. But I would encourage everyone to keep their pets inside unless you just want to get a cute snap.
I would encourage you to put those dogs out until they agree not to eat the sofa cushions and then let them back in. But that's just me. Tell me concerns about the homeless in New Orleans and the shelter that the governor set up and the cold weather, et cetera.
Sure. Well, right now we know that the Rosenwald Center and some of the city centers are open for warming. So I want to encourage people to go there because we are getting reports that people are independently going out to the transition center and not able to get in. And so I would encourage people not to take that route. If they need to be warmed, go to Rosenwald Center. I know that there are some beds open at the Low Barrier Shelter, at the Mission, at the Salvation Army. And, of course, if you're younger, Covenant House will have some openings as well. But I would not tell people to go out to the transition center because, again, we're hearing reports that people are being turned away at the door.
Because they're full, or do you know, Leslie? Because that's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. We don't know. We will have a call at 10 o'clock with the city. At that point in time, I will pose the question of why people are being turned away. I'm not sure if they're full. I'm not sure why people are being turned away, but we'll see.
So as far as you're hearing, homeless people that are looking for shelter voluntarily showed up at the transitional housing that the governor set up on France Road. I just want to make sure I'm stating this accurately. And they were turned away. And you've got numerous reports of that?
I've gotten at least 3 people who have been turned away from that site. 2 people who walked there and were not able to get in and had to be transported back to the Rosenwald Center Warming Center. We've also heard reports of people who've shown up at Rosenwald, asked to go to the transition center that the governor set up, and were told that they could not come out.
And you don't know if that's because of capacity or what the situation is?
I have no idea. It's been really a black box of information. So we are trying our best to get additional information about conditions at the transition shelter, including what the heating situation is, what the blanket situation is. But I don't know why people are being turned away.
So have you reached out to GOSEP or not? We had Jacques Thibodeau on earlier. I would have asked him had I known, because he was part of standing
we
that
will,
up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we will ask that question at the 10 o'clock call today with the city.
So in the meantime, the warming center is set up on, where is it, Rosenwald?
Yeah, Rosenwald Center at 1120 Broad Street, and I would anticipate that additional NORD facilities will be open throughout the day for people to become warm if they are experiencing cold.
Tell me your biggest concern as a council member right now with this. While it is a lovely event and can be fun to get out and enjoy, what is your concern? Older people, people that don't have adequate heating, burning their house down? Talk to me.
Yeah, all of those things. I mean, I think we worry any time that there's a storm like this, that especially in New Orleans where we're not used to snow, that people will get out on the roads. We just heard from the previous guest that freezing can occur in these cold conditions. I would encourage people to stay off of the roads. But I think everything that your previous guest said about making sure that the space heaters are adequately plugged into the wall, so we're not causing fire dangers. Don't warm your house with a stove. If you need to get warm, please just follow NOLA Ready, and we will release additional warming centers if you need that assistance. You can also call 311, and they can give you additional information if there's a crisis happening.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead.
Yeah, my biggest concern, of course, are people, followed by pets. So we just need to make sure that our people are safe.
Please stay in touch about the transitional center. Let us know what's going on, what you find out.
I will, absolutely, Tommy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Good luck with the dogs. Stay warm. Leslie Harris, New Orleans City Council member, 854. Taking a break for traffic now on WWL.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Top Sirloin Steak, $4.99 per pound. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Exclusive digital deal of the week. Lucerne shredded, sliced, or chunk cheese, 6.84 to 8 ounce varieties, $1.97 each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.